One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yep. Here we be, Mr. President. The private sector in all of our non-fine glory. 888-340-3373. Come on, we can admit that this was a mistake, right? I mean, even those of you that are going to vote for him and you still think he's the guy and he's brought us to the promised land and we're going to make America all, but we can all agree, no matter how much we like him. And in terms of a person, I think he's a pretty engaging guy. It's his policies that I just disagree with. It's not a personal thing. I don't have 1 ounce of animus against him. In fact, I like the fact that we've had two presidents back-to-back that love being married to their wives and are raising good kids. That's a very cool thing to me. You know, what preceded that for 8 years was, I was embarrassed by that. So I like the fact that we have, you know, from that perspective, the Obamas as a family following the Bushes as a family. I just disagree with almost everything that he's done. It's not personal. I just think he's in over his head and his ideas are wrong. But here's the thing. It's one thing to say we're going to fix the economy and we're going to pursue this route. And the opponent, Mr. Romney's running now, he's going to say, well, we're going to fix the economy. We're going to go this route. And they may be like, you know, Thomas the Train Engine. Now, forgive me for falling into my two-year-old's world for a second. But, you know, I saw an episode the other day. There were two engines on both sets of boxcars, and they were going to try to see who was the stronger by pulling in opposite directions. That's kind of the political process that we have going on right now. I'll show you. Again, sorry for falling into my two-year-old's world. Toot-toot! So much fun. But it's one thing to make those arguments, though. It's another thing to go, yeah, I don't see no problem around here anywhere. And then he went on to say that the federal government needed to be propping up state and local governments. Now, let me just dig down on this for a second, because I haven't really fully levied everything that needs to be said there. He was asked about the European crisis and why he's blaming America's economic troubles on Europe. He responded by saying the private sector is fine. And then he said it's the public sector we got to prop up, the local and the state governments. As if the public sector is in some way different people than the private sector. I said this on Facebook on Friday, and I got two or three really, you know, out of sorts people that were like, you don't understand. Private sector and the public sector, their priorities are completely different. That may be. I'm not disputing that. But here's the issue. If it weren't for the private sector, and everybody listen very carefully to this, if it wasn't for the private sector, the small businesses that are the backbone of this country, mom and pop delis and shoe stores and Rite Aids and CVS's and everything that you see on the corner street market, Main Street America, if it wasn't for that private sector, there would be no public sector. There is not a dollar of money that the government spends that they ever earned. The government doesn't produce products. It doesn't provide services that are marketed and revenue-bearing. Everything that goes to the government is a loss. If it wasn't for the private sector, if it wasn't for the employment base, if it wasn't for the small businesses of America, if it wasn't for the large businesses of America, if it wasn't for people engaging in commerce and using their skills and tools in the marketplace to design products and sell products and solve people's needs and help people's lives get better, there would be no public sector. And friends, at one point there wasn't any. At one point, there were no public schools in America. At one point, there were no public roads or programs. If a town wanted some roads, they got together and said, what are we going to do to make them? This idea that the public sector is the equivalent of the private sector is garbage. Every dollar spent by the government was earned by someone else. And it doesn't belong to the government. And the government doesn't have a right to it. And there's no reason why they should be going, well, you know, you should be giving us more. No, we should be giving you less. And we should be privatizing everything, including our roads. Somebody wrote back and said, well, you think some contractor's just going to go out and fill a pothole? No, he's going to wait till he gets a state contract. I'm like, yeah, there you go. If you did have the citizens of an area say, you know what, we want to take responsibility for our roadways here. So we're going to form a co-op that then pays a private sector source to do this. They would get it for cheaper. They would get a guarantee given with the work that there would be some sort of warranty involved in making sure that if that road didn't hold up to the standards that they expected as customers, they would be able to take a recourse on it. This idea that the public sector is worth a dime in the future of America is a lark. I want all schools privatized. I want all roadways privatized. I want our nation's military privatized, for that matter. It would be more efficient. You make the military operate under the same rules of the public market, and you would have a better military. Not that there's anything wrong with ours. Ours is the greatest in the world. Love them more than anything. And they're them and the roads, those are the only two things the Constitution said we could actually tax people to take care of. Everything else is supposed to be states and local governments. But now Mr. Obama thinks he's the savior of the local and state government. There is no public sector without private sector money. Every dime that the public sector spends came from someone who earned it in a job in the private sector. All right, let's go to line one. Barbara is calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut, listening tonight to AM 970, The Answer in New York. Barbara, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi. Line one, Barbara, are you there? Line one, Barbara, your last chance. All right, we lost her. Barbara, call back. We heard your phone. It was there. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you think the public sector is sacred and that we have to uphold it at all cost, and that we have to at all cost pour more money into failing public schools, and that we have to at all cost pour more money into failing public roadways, and that we at all costs have to fund crazy wet dreams of mayors like Mayor Bloomberg who say, you can't get a 64-ounce soda in New York anymore. Maybe you believe that that's the revelation of the future and that we should be walking down this path of enlightenment to just give all the money that we have to the government and let them make the decisions for us. Maybe that's where you're at. Maybe you disagree with me. I would privatize everything. I would privatize it faster than you could blink and make people compete for the business of what they want to accomplish. That's how I would do it. 888-340-3373. But the main topic we kicked off in hour one was the president said on Friday that the private sector is doing fine. I want to know specifically when you heard that he said those words, whether you heard him say them or whether you heard someone tell you that he said them, what went through your head? What was your exact reaction? The moment, here's what went through my head. He just lost the presidential race of 2012. He just lost the presidential race of 2012. If the Romney campaign is listening tonight, and I'm sure that they are, they should use that statement in every campaign ad up and down the political calendar from now until November. Obama's crime is not necessarily his solutions to the economy, though I disagree with those. Those are terrible. His crime was he proved that he's the most disconnected president to the average American in my lifetime. And it's a bad year to do that. It's one thing to be disconnected if everybody's working and having a great time, making lots of money, putting stuff in their 401k. You say something that disconnected in an economy in which 14% of your workforce are unemployed and 25% of your workforce are working as hard as they can, multiple members of the household working, and they can barely cover their basic living needs. Friends, it's bad. 888-340-3373. All three phone lines open. It's the Kevin McCullough Show. Thank you for hanging out with us on this Saturday night.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're grateful that you're with us each Saturday night. Kevin McCullough in for both myself, Kevin McCullough, and Stephen Baldwin, who's away because the trial that is taking place between he and Kevin Costner is underway, and he testifies on Monday, so he's in deep prep mode for that little activity. But I want to say thank you up and down the network tonight, because we have a number of new stations that we want to say thank you to that have picked up the broadcast and are with us on this Saturday evening. And I hope that you, if you're listening in one of these areas, will tell your friends and come back next week, because when Stephen and I are here together, this is a really fun way to spend 2 hours on a Saturday night. Anyway, I want to say thank you to some of our newest stations in Michigan, for example. AM 1260 AM. Did I just say AM twice? I did. AM 1260, The Pledge in Grand Rapids. Thank you for picking up the broadcast. Those of you listening in Cape Girardeau, Missouri tonight, we're live there for the first time on 100.3 FM and AM 1550. Just still very early on in our voyage on AM 660 WORL in Orlando, Florida. And this week, signing on brand new, AM 1170 KCBQ in San Diego. So San Diego, Orlando, Grand Rapids, and Cape Girardeau, thank you for all being with us tonight and for jumping into the discussion and the fray. The phone lines, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The president said last week that the private sector's fine. So I guess that's all that needs to be said about that. We can all just go home and have a fun weekend. There's nothing to worry about. It's all done, all taken care of. President said the private sector's fine. It must be fine. It must be absolutely hunky-dory. A-okay. Or maybe not. Anyway, want to know from you your thoughts when you heard the president say that. When you heard the president say that for the first time on Friday, or at some point after he said it the first time, what specifically went through your head? I want to know what went through your head when you heard that the president had said that the private sector's hunky-dory. It's all good. Now, later he said, well, you know, I didn't mean to imply that the economy's fine. But what I really mean to say is that we've got to prop up the local and the state governments, because they don't have as many options to deal with their lack of funds that they used to get from the federal government. So what he's admitting to, basically, think about this. What the president is admitting to is that the state government and local governments have gotten used to the crack cocaine called federal dollars, which this administration has done a great job of giving out dollars and getting goodies in return. Hey, we'll help you if you decide to do something for us, right? But, you know, unless you do something for us, we probably aren't going to help you too much. And sorry, this guy's doing business with the Obama administration. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But the private sector's fine. He said, no, what we should be focusing on is the federal, is the local and state governments, because they don't have as many options to deal with lack of revenue as the federal government does. Wait a second. Wait. Back the truck up on that one. What options does a government have in dealing with low revenues? Again, we're going to school with Kevin tonight. Anybody in the room, what's the option when you're out of money? What can you do? Borrow money, that's one option. That was the genius Ivan Quiñones calling from the director's chair. What'd you say, Alex? Well, that's not going to help you get more revenue. If you're low on revenue, which is incoming money, you can, as a government, raise taxes in your district, or you can borrow money from someone else. If you're a local or a state government, those are the only two options you have. You can raise taxes, or you can borrow from someone else. If you're low on revenues, well, there is kind of a third option. You could create a business-friendly environment and hope that companies move to your area, but that takes a long time to get going. But that's one of the reasons why Facebook and Google and a whole bunch of other places have moved to Texas, because, hey, guess what? It's a very business-friendly environment down there. And they're making money. So that's the federal, that's the local and the state level. The federal government has one other option. They have the option of printing money. Because, according to this administration, money's just money. You can print as much of it as you want to. We're not going to worry about what it's going to do to the value of our actual goods and services and commodities that we have an actual attached value to. We're just going to let the little hamster in the printing press downstairs just do his thing. And so sheet after sheet after sheet of just new cash gets printed, and guess what? I can just send a bunch of that off to somewhere. Friends, it's so short-sighted. It's such a bad option. But when President Obama says we need to prop up state and local governments with more federal dollars because they're not used to getting the money they used to get from Washington, that's the option he's talking about. Well, we'll just print a whole bunch more hundreds and send it to someone. Somebody will like that. Yeah. For about 60 days, then all of a sudden the dollar's not worth as much as it was 2 months previous. What happened there? Oh, suddenly there's a lot more dollars in circulation. I don't want the federal government to prop up the state or the local governments. I want them to be as far away from those places as can be. And if the state or local governments need to work out fiscal responsibility, then let them do it. That's what Wisconsin just did. Scott Walker was elected to bring fiscal responsibility to a local government, the state of Wisconsin. And he looked at his budget and he said, look, we don't have to fire any teachers if we can take a 5% cut on our retirement and a 12% cut on our health care. And if you're willing to do that, everybody can keep their jobs. It's not like he's cutting pay. He's cutting 12% of their health care coverage and he's cutting 5% of their retirement, which had previously both been 100% subsidized by the state. So they, as a local government and local people, said, we're gonna create a solution to this and nobody will have to lose their jobs. Well, the unions didn't like it. Why? Because they wanted their money. They think, the unions think, there's some hamster-driven printer down in the basement of the White House that's just out there kicking out sheets of paper constantly. But it doesn't work that way. So at the end of the day, what we're talking about is Obama's rationale for saying the private sector is fine and we need to focus on state and local governments is not only false, it's bad, bad, bad options for the future. But the larger crime that he committed was being disconnected, unplugged from the plight of the average American. What did you think the moment he said that? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Back to your calls next on Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Kevin McCullough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Johnson.com.
If there's only gonna be three left, Lord, standing in Babylon. Let me be one of them.
All right. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here, coast to coast, 888-340-3373. And a big welcome to those of you listening to KAPE Radio in Cape Girardeau. Those of you listening to AM, that's both 100.3 FM and AM 1550. And a big welcome to those of you listening to the first edition of Baldwin McCullough Live on AM 1170 KCBQ in San Diego. Also continuing to welcome you from AM 660 WORL in Orlando and AM 1260 The Pledge in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've got so many great new stations and so many new people coming to the broadcast. By the way, if you're from any of those areas, you get to go straight to the front of the line if you want to jump in on the discussion tonight. We've been asking this question: what went through your head the moment that you heard that President Obama had said, specifically on Friday, that the private sector is doing just fine? Now, he kind of came out and sort of quasi tried to apologize and change what he had sort of said a little bit later, because the phones were melting in the press room. He was getting hammered by political consultants going, dude, if you do not make up for this, it's going to be bad. But at the end of the day, he came out, tried to recant, and then he reinforced his same point. He reinforced his same argument that, oh, well, you know, yeah, I know the economy's bad, but really what we need to be doing is propping up the public sector. Do you agree with that? 888-340-3373. Now, a couple of people just got so spitting mad at me on Facebook today. And by the way, if you don't haven't been to the Kevin McCullough Facebook, then feel free to do that. That's facebook.com/KMC01. But what is very interesting about this is that I don't know how you get around this one fundamental truth. There is no public sector without the private sector. There is no public sector without the private sector. The private sector is the only sector that matters. And this president's been at war with small business since he came into office. All right, back to the phones, 888-340-3373. There are two lines open. And again, if you're calling from Orlando, San Diego, Cape Girardeau, or Grand Rapids, you get to go straight to the front of the line if you hit first. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Dave calling from New Jersey. Dave, welcome.
Thank you, Kevin. I think that it's inane. Most people, President Obama's statement was obviously wrong. If you have two eyes in your head, you can clearly see that things are not right. And by him saying that things are okay, he's reinforcing the agenda of getting normal people who are self-sufficient to eat out of the hand of the government, which is both wrong and also a subversive agenda through the office of the president.
Okay, let me ask you what you mean by that, because you packed a lot into that little statement, but I think you're onto something. How does him saying this con otherwise self-sufficient people into eating from the government's hand? How does that work? Connect the dots
for me. It gets them to self-censor. You get a person who's normally taking care of themselves to see somebody with such authority make a statement like that. It gets them to contradict their own consciousness
and start
learning.
Stop lying to me, you stupid lying eyes. I'm going to believe what I hear, not what I see.
Yep.
All right. I see where you're going with that. Well, I appreciate that, Dave. Thank you. David, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. You're calling from New Jersey. We've had different people call from different parts of the country tonight. You wake up, you go out on your stoop or on your sidewalk or on your street corner. What are the signs that you see around you as to whether or not the private sector is doing well or not from your perspective where you're calling from in New Jersey?
New Jersey is hurting. New Jersey business is hurting. The government here and the laws here repress small business. They repress it, and they squeeze the people with exceptionally high taxes that stifle business and only cater to that 1% and 2% that are on the top that are kind of scraping the cream off of everybody else's sweat.
Sounds like you'll be moving out of the state as soon as you have a chance to.
Unfortunately, that's crosses my mind often.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, David. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling other people. Baldwin McCullough, Saturday nights in your neck of the woods, AM 970, The Answer, every Saturday, 9 to 11. 888-340-3373. All right, you got more comments on that. That's fine. I got to move to a lifestyle topic next, because both a leftist and someone who's right of center this last week took on the issue of marriage and at what age it makes sense to get married. And it's kind of crazy, but I want to talk about it next on Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. TheBingeThinker.com.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com. Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Please write it down. Tell your friends. Normally, the actor Stephen Baldwin paired with Kevin McCullough, cutting up, having fun, being crazy on a Saturday night. Stephen is in the midst of his toe-to-toe trial with Kevin Costner in New Orleans. And that leaves me, Kevin McCullough, who you may know from Fox News or my weekday show. I was mentioning AM 1170 KCBQ. We're on every single day except Sunday now on KCBQ. The Kevin McCullough Show Monday through Friday, and over 200 stations across the country that pick that up as well. But we're grateful that you're here. And I'm grateful for those of you that have heard the cry to help the orphan. In April, Stephen, myself, and our very good friend Danny Johnson, another up-and-coming nationally syndicated talk show host, got together and said, you know what, we'd like to feed 2012 orphans for an entire year. And Food for Orphans became a partner in that coalition, and they said, we can make that happen for $92 per child. That's 25 cents a meal. And they said, look at the recipe that we're serving. It's got rice and beans and chicken and vegetables, but it's also got 21 vitamins and nutrients that orphans are specifically deficient in. And when you feed them a bowl of this food, it doesn't just satisfy their hunger, it begins to heal their body. So I want to say thank you to those of you that have been with us on this journey. In this hour alone, 40 additional orphans will die, because one dies every 90 seconds because they didn't have food that would save their life. They didn't have that meal. They didn't have that serving of food with those vitamins, that chicken, beans, rice, vegetables. They didn't have it. And for 25 cents, we could have provided it for them. So our quest is in full and in earnest. We want you to help as many children as we possibly can in 2012. And so the way you can do that is by going online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info. Or you can just pick up the phone, which is far faster, and dial 800-503-1948. 800-503-1948. 800-503-1948. Please write this down. 800-503-1948. $92 will feed a child, one child, for an entire year. 25 cents serves one life-saving meal. How many meals can you serve? How many children can you help? The McCullough household has committed to helping 100 orphans just from our house. So basically, if you could be one of 100 people going and helping a child right now, I'm going to match the next 100 children that are helped. 1-800-503-1948, 800-503-1948. Please, 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 the lives of these children are at stake. You can read all about it at 2012in2012.info. All right, tonight before I went on the air, I asked the crew, because that's what the posse's called these days, I asked the crew, do you think 25 is too young to get married? And there was a mixed response. You know, different people said, I don't know, maybe, kind of depends, you know. And I said, yeah, but, because they were like, well, you know, it really depends on maturity. I said, yeah, but do you think, objectively, sitting where you're sitting, do you think society is mature enough that most people should be getting married by age 25? Now, there was a day many years ago, a couple of centuries ago, in which people got married much younger than that. 13, 14, 15 years of age, they're getting married. They don't even know what to do when they get married, and they're getting married. But you had people, you know, dying in covered wagons, crossing the country, trying to settle the land. So there was a big emphasis on growing up and living in this, you know, hard life of, you know, tilling soil and so forth. Well, Jennifer Nagy at Huffington Post said, couples should not be allowed to get married before age 25. She says, while I know that this statement is going to make me very unpopular, I do believe that it would be better both for the institution of marriage and the individuals getting married, if we could change the law to prevent couples from getting married before the age of 25. Now, she admits she got married at 24, and at age 28, she was divorced. I will be very candid with you. I got married at age 21. Stupidest thing I've done in my adult life. I was fully engaged. I was invested in that marriage. I wanted it to last forever. My wife at the time was not. Now, I'm a Bible-believing Christian, so there's a lot to me that I feel like God was showing me and teaching me and changing in me in going through that experience that I hope helped me become a better person. But I hear this a lot now. Should I or shouldn't I get married before age 25? And I just want to know, in rapid-fire succession, what do you think? Do you think society as a whole has the maturity to be married younger than 25 and to actually make that marriage last? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm just curious as to your thoughts. And let me put it this way. If your children were going to come to you and they were 18, 19, 20, 21, would you advise them to get married in this day and age, at that age? I want to know what you say about that. How would you advise them if they said, "Dad, we're in love. We're in love. It's the real thing. We've got to get married now." 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, obviously, there's exceptions to every rule, but generally speaking, in the society, in the culture, do you think it's a good idea to get married prior to age 25 in today's culture? One liberal columnist for the Huffington Post says, no, let's make a government rule that says people can't get married until the age of 25, at the earliest. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts next on Bob
Lamar. For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Project.com.
Rick and Roman.
All right, Baldwin McCullough live. Kevin McCullough in for Stephen, who is away, who claimed last week he was going to take over the entire broadcast. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We had a caller on line two. They dropped. Caller, call back. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Is getting married before the age of 25 too young? Steven Crowder wrote about this for Fox News, and he said, no, it's not too young. Jennifer Nagy wrote about it for Huffington Post, and she said, for her, it absolutely was too young. She said, I didn't know who I was. And she's now proposing the idea that there be some sort of law put in place that says that they should not be married before age 25. Here's the interesting thing. It's not about an actual chronological age, I don't think. I think that there's merits to not getting married before age 25. And I think that there may be drawbacks to getting married in that age. But in either case, I don't think it has a blip to do with how old you are that's going to ultimately determine the long-term outcome of whether or not that marriage will be successful. I think that has to do with something very different. I think the drawbacks may be you may be inexperienced. You may not know everything about life that you want to know, and you may face a lot of surprising circumstances because you don't have, you know, a history in your past that have helped you determine what your decision-making ability is, which is one reason why parents should be helping even their two-year-olds learn how to make decisions. The number one priority of you as a parent is to help your children do one thing, and that is to make good decisions. Nothing else. You don't have to worry about feeding them, getting them graduated through school, any of the rest of it. You need to have them make good decisions, and it's your job to train them. Line one, Ryan calling from Austin, Texas. Ryan, welcome. You're on the Baldwin McCullough Live broadcast. Glad you're here.
Hi, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. What's your thought on this?
I think that the government should have no say on what age you have to be to get married.
I think that you're exactly right. And from that perspective, I think Jennifer Nagy is, she's doing what most liberals do. She's looking to government to enforce responsibility when it really should be the individual that makes the decision. Thanks for the call, Ryan. 888-340-3373. That also has a voicemail attached to it. If you hit number two, you can leave me a message on this anytime this week. But friends, it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with maturity and wisdom and commitment. And if you get married young and you actually believe that marriage is for life, use wisdom.